This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Welcome to the after show. I don't know, a lot of stuff going on in the news this week. It's a crazy world. So one of the things is the FBI, I guess, has been going after reporters, and that's kind of a thing. People who were at the January 6th thing. And they're like, oh, but you didn't report it the way we liked it or whatever. So, you know, you shouldn't have been there. You were probably trespassing in government buildings. And so they're like charging them with misdemeanors. We're not talking about guys like on video breaking windows. And
right, whatever. Right. Just when news reporters at the event.
Standing there.
Yeah.
And they're like, yep, criminal. And you know what? I think we need to use the FBI to round these guys up because they're pretty hardcore criminals. And, you know, if you're going to turn yourself in, you know what I'd recommend is how about you just put on sweatpants and flip-flops and come on down to the FBI, local FBI station, and we're going to just take you right in. Because that way it'll be easier to get you in your orange jumpsuit. And we don't have to waste any time. You know,
I don't know. When I wear sweatpants, I mean, what's the point of wearing underwear when you're wearing sweatpants? And when I wear sweatpants with that underwear on, man, it scares people. It frightens children. So, I mean, it's not, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that would be safe to me walking into an FBI office with my dick swinging around. But I mean, what are you going to do if it's, you know, if that's what you want, who am I to deny you what you need?
And so then I'm watching other stuff and they're like, oh, well, you remember the Patriot Act that our hero Bush did there, W. And he was like, oh, don't worry. We're only going to use this for terrorists.
Terrorists, right.
But if you're a terrorist, we could pretty much do anything we want because they're terrorists. I mean, that sounds horrible. It's like rich people. You know, we used to say, oh, well, we'll only tax the rich people. And you're like, I don't even like those guys, right? I don't even know a rich person is, you know, what they thought. And then... Yeah. Now it turns out we all pay income tax. Well, maybe not all of us.
Not all of us.
But, I mean, you know, all of us.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You do, but not everybody does.
Right.
All of Bezos doesn't pay taxes.
Not all of them. So yeah, that one's kind of gone full circle.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that had we had hired somebody to smuggle fireworks into New York, and he's driving a big truck full of fireworks. They pulled him over, gave him a ticket that was terrorism related, and then let him go with all the fireworks.
Yeah, that's what I love, right? Yeah. That's what they always keep saying about the January 6th. They're like, oh yeah, there were pipe bombs. And we knew they were there. And then they're showing the bag of these known pipe bombs. And they're like right outside where Kamala Harris was. And there's like kids over there playing. And they're like, yeah, we were discussing the dangerous bombs. And you're mm-hmm. like,
the bombs that didn't go off. And the person that put the bombs there, they never found him. Like, right. They're still looking for that person.
Is that really important?
Right. You know, I mean, to me, that seems like that's what does the FBI do if they don't find the motherfucker that's dropping bombs off?
Well, they
you
get
I mean, what is your other what are your other jobs that are more important?
Reporters.
Oh, that's so, right. You got to arrest the reporters.
If we were
terrorists, not the actual terrorists.
They are terrorists. You just don't understand. If we weren't so busy rounding up the reporters.
I just want to know who dropped the fucking bombs off, because there's two of them. One at Republican headquarters, one at Democrat headquarters in Washington, D.C.
So either way, right?
They could have gone off like they were basically built so that they could go off, but not set up to actually go off. Like it was an actual bomb that would have worked, but it was never triggered. Like it was set up with a timer and everything, but never.
Right. No detonator. Like, so was there like a cell phone thing or we don't know?
No, it was an actual timer on there, like an egg timer type thing.
They didn't start the timer.
They didn't start the timer though. Right.
Right.
So I don't think it was intentionally made to go off, but I think it was made to be an actual bomb. So it scared the shit out of people.
Or
who put it there? Who put it there?
If you were going to frame somebody.
But who were they framed? They didn't even find anybody. Like, what is your goddamn job? Do your fucking job. You know what I mean? Why are we paying so much in taxes to have the FBI if they can't solve any goddamn crimes?
Kevin, you got to realize how hard it is to investigate Trump and Russia collusion. And
they found the Unabomber and he was like making glue out of tree sap. And like, he did everything. He did everything right. It was all like homemade shit out of like shit he found in nature. And they found his ass, but these fucking manufactured pipe bombs. I don't know where to even start. Where are we going to start with this?
So
he was wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
That is like master of disguise.
And I'm saying, hey, it could have been a she. I don't fucking know.
Exactly.
Not trying to be hooded sexist.
Sweatshirt. You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. I mean, that's, I always keep a black hoodie in my closet just in case, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just had Navalny's funeral. Putin finally got the balls to actually kill that guy.
All right.
Does look like he was beaten to death. It wasn't like they said it was sudden death syndrome, which like that's a thing. Sometimes people just die. You know, sometimes people get beaten to death and then they just die. I don't know. Sudden death syndrome.
You're like healthy and then you're dead.
Right. Cause I saw a video of him from 2 days before and he was fine. And then
sudden death syndrome
hit him. They had a big funeral. Thousands of people went there. I wouldn't have gone to that fucking funeral because you know they're just fucking taking everybody's picture and they're going to come pick you up later on today.
Right.
Yeah, don't go to that fucking funeral. That's shit. But yeah, they got him. They knocked him out of the way. So that's good. You know, he was in prison for missing his probation meeting where he's supposed to go in because he was poisoned. Because Russian assassins put poison on the waistband of his underwear and it poisoned him and he was in the hospital and you know what I'm saying?
You know, how often were you like, oh, I didn't go to school because I had explosive diarrhea?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They were like, we've heard this before. I don't know. It's getting crazy out there. So then it gets even better. So I was starting to build up there with, they were talking about Patriot Act and all the, you know, terrorism stuff. And they're like, you know, if they're terrorists, then it's bad. So now there's the radical Christians. You're like radical ones. You know, they probably hate black people and whatever.
Yeah, the radical ones.
They give a description of what a radical Christian might be.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who believes that their rights come from God and not the government. Now, I was thinking about, wasn't there like one of those founding documents that said?
Yeah. Have we ever read like what the government is based on and what they're supposed to and not supposed to do and that sort of shit? I mean, it says all those rights come from God.
If you didn't know that they come from Sleepy Joe and whatever, you were mistaken. Now, is it not Sleepy Joe anymore? Is it like Mumbling Joe or Incoherent Sentence
Mouthful Joe? Of Shit Joe? I
crap my pants, dude. Joe.
I'm always eating ice cream in a weird fashion, Joe. I don't. That guy has an unhealthy addiction to eating. It's not eating ice cream. It's eating ice cream in front of people, multiple times. I've seen him licking ice cream cones more than I really ever wanted to. Keeps happening, but whatever.
Like, you don't accidentally pick up an ice cream
cone in the middle of a fucking news conference.
Once you hit like 75, you're like, I just like ice cream.
Hell, right? My teeth don't work. My system, I can't digest food properly anymore.
It's
I need pudding.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, it's just pudding and ice cream from here on out. That's fine. And I'm whatever.
Sure has lots of fun nicknames too. Crook, Felon, Orange Hair. I don't know which one they go with these days, but
yeah, whatever. But I mean it, and he's another one though. I mean it. Like, I feel like we got two people that are like seriously suffering from dementia, and one of them is going to be the president for the next 4 years.
Are they even? I mean, I don't even
know. I mean, if they survive the 4 years, old. But one of them is going to be elected to president. Yeah. And both of them, like, the shit that comes out of their mouths, like, it's just like, come on, guys. Like, if we're really playing this game where we're just pretending that all these decrepit old men are competent and capable.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds crazy. So we got all the Christians need to be, you know, and the thing is, like, they're not, they are rounding up reporters, but they're not rounding up the Christians yet. But the thing is, what they're doing is they're saying, all right, but it would be totally legal for us to read all your emails and listen to all your phone calls just in case.
Just in case that you think your rights come from God.
Because you do think your rights come from God. And that's just ridiculous.
Right.
Because if you didn't know that your rights come from, wait, now are they suggesting that your rights come from the people who have guns and might be able to control what you do? Because I feel like there might be an argument that could be made for the Second Amendment here.
Mm-hmm.
That right. I might be missing an opportunity.
I want a clarification on where exactly my rights do come from. Who is giving me these rights? You know?
It's bad.
I saw some asshole talking he was talking about how healthcare should be a right, you know, healthcare should be a right. And I said, yeah, guns should be a right. And I said, I'm still waiting for my government issued gun. He's like, that's not how rights work. And I'm like, really? Is that not? So healthcare is a right. You can get healthcare anytime you want, but you got to buy that shit.
Kevin, are you stopping people from getting health care? I mean, that's fucked up. Kevin, you
I mean,
are,
it's a right, dude. It's a right. Health care is a right, and anybody can get it if they have enough money to do so, just like a gun. There you go.
Well, can anybody get
that
a gun?
That comes from God, you know? I don't know if you're aware of this. Worse, right?
So remember I had mentioned to you about that, like, 1044 news or whatever, some one of those news things that they email.
Yeah, 1440. Yeah.
1440, right? So they sent out a thing about the bump stocks this week, and it says bump stock ban case, and I screenshotted it. Because wait, here is their description of what's the trial's about for you ignorant people who don't know. Now, mind you, there's no opinions here. This is just facts, right? We're just sharing the story so you can decide for yourself. The U.S. Supreme Court today will hear arguments on the fate of bump stocks. Okay, that does sound just like facts. But let me read sentence two. Bump stocks, a modification that allows semi-automatic rifles to fire continuously with one pull of the trigger. Now, I don't know if you've ever followed this debate, but the very definition of a machine gun, according to the ATF, is if you can fire multiple rounds with one pull of the trigger. And the whole reason and the whole thing is bump stocks are not a machine gun because you're pulling the trigger multiple times. Basically, the stock is, it doesn't even really work, but
yeah, it's not like a real thing. But
the argument is that the stock recoils into your shoulder and then moves back forward, actuating the trigger a second time. And, you know, and then it recoils back and then advances forward and actuates the trigger again. The whole point, when you frame it like that, I guess my point is, how do you write an article when you know absolutely nothing about what's going on?
Yeah, that's the main problem with a lot of these articles that I read about the Second Amendment. Is like they just don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Every rifle that has ever been used to kill somebody is an AR-15. That's the only one. Everything is an AR-15. Every gun that you see that's not a pistol is an AR-15.
Another AR-15. Yeah. Yeah, they used to have the CNN jokes of, AR-15. It'd have a machete up there, AR-15. And it's an ugly world. Anyway, I know you guys got a lot of big projects to go get to this weekend. And I appreciate you giving us the time and hanging out with us, as always. Thoughts, concerns, show ideas, people want to be on the show, whatever. Send us an email at preppingbadass@gmail.com. Otherwise, I would say stay safe and we'll catch you guys next week.